a cafe au lait latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It hits me like a wake-up call, cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. James Brown, kick it off as you normally do on a Friday. There we go. And I hope you guys feel good on a Friday morning. Again, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. I thank each and every one of my listeners for listening in. Thank you for sharing my podcast. Thank you for being a loyal listener, and your feedback is so very important to us. I got a great show lined up today. Before I get ready to tell you about it, I want to remind you, you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. Our email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, air at Face Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, friends, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. I'd certainly appreciate that. Excuse me. And got a frog in my throat this morning. And then also, you can like me on, we're on iHeartRadio. That's what we're syndicated on. Tune in radio. Apple Podcasting, Google Play, you name it, we're on there. If you catch me on Apple Podcasts, I appreciate a 5-star rating. That way more of our listeners will be able to find us, okay? Again, y'all bear with me. I'm dealing with this allergy stuff, this sinus drainage that kind of comes down from time to time. So you know what? On a Friday, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show. TGIF, as I always say. Boy, it got here fast, didn't it? Today, I got a Bible devotion I'm going to read to you here in a little bit. It's called Valuable to God. And we're going to be teaching, going to my biblical archives. I'm going to give you, there is five prayers. I call them five prayer pointers for Nehemiah that are in the Bible. And I'm going to be going over that with you guys. I think you guys are really going to get a lot out of that. And Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church is here, along with Bus Captain Bill. We're going to talk about back to school. Parents, are you ready for your kids to go back to school? We're going to hear some stories from both the deacon and Bus Captain Bill. We got the combo group today, okay? So get those exercises rolling. Got some great Christian music lined up. And that's right, the coffee song immediately after the Bible devotion, okay? John Wilder coffee song. Get those jumping jacks going. Let's get Jumpin' Jack ready over a cup of coffee. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. On a Friday morning, the iHeartRadio studio. Okay, and today's Bible devotion is Valuable to God. You know, the book of Proverbs and the book of Wisdom, chapter 11 and verse 28, scripture reminds us, he who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteousness will flourish like foliage. You know, a certain rich man died, and the question was asked at his funeral. How much did he leave? He left it all, came the reply. Often we hear someone say it this way. This is Bob, and he worked for blah, 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 blah. And if I was a person worked or worked like the person that does determines his or her value. I would notice it usually only the well-to-do and for those who are thoughtful or successful who are introduced in that way. Yet God does not judge us by success, friends. He loves each of us, each person, the same way. Your value and mine did not come from or what to do, the clothes we wear, the house we live in, or the type of car we drive. Our value comes from the fact that God made us, He loves us, and Christ died for us. Our value comes from the fact that He also adopted us into His family, and we are now His children forever. So don't depend on your possessions, enjoy them, or your position for your identity. Get your identity from Christ, for you are indefinitely worth a lot to Him. Amen. Amen. Stand by, John Waller, a good cup of coffee, and Jesus in the morning, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Oh, yes, indeed. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning exclusively and only. Where can you hear it, friends? On the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. All right, let's get ready for Bus Captain Bill. He's getting antsy, and we got the deacon who's even getting more antsy. Stand by. Let's get ready for him. Well, maybe a little short intro, but let's give a cheer. How about a round of applause? Been a while. How about some morning crow on a Friday? Let's give him some laughs. He is kind of funny. Whistle at him. All right. Drum roll. fanfare. Countdown for
10,
him.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen.
10.
Whoops.
10,
hang on. All right. Okay. 9, okay. Whoa, hold on. 8, we're having a glitch. Okay, Deacon, quit laughing at me. I know it's funny. All right, everybody, your friend, my friend, Bus Captain Bill. Hello, Bus Captain Bill on a Friday. TGIF. We'll see you. Thank you very much, and TGIF, and how funny it is to see that you just forgot to press the button the right way. I know, I think I got sticky fingers with the button this morning, but happy Friday, my friend. Hope everything's going well for you. CA, it is going so well, and I'm going to tell you something right now. We're getting ready, and we're going to talk about it here in a little bit. Our school session starts August the 18th, and yes, yours truly, Bus Captain Bill, is, we got the buses already running at the churches, you know, but we're going to have the buses running at the schools too as well. We'll be talking about that here with the deacon here in just a second. That's right, we sure will. In fact, sorry, I had to sip some coffee. I'm dealing with some allergies this morning here at Faith Studio One. Let's go ahead and do the intro for the deacon. What do you say?
CA, that sounds good. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown, take it away. Now come on everybody, let's sing it together with the deacon. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Here we go. We are family. I got all my sisters and me. We are family. Take it away, guys.
I got all my sisters and me.
Oh yeah. Clap your hands. Praise the Lord.
We are family.
We are family, brothers and sisters.
I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Let everybody sing. Everyone can see we're together as we walk on by.
All right, Deacon, that was ever so nice to let it go a little longer. Let's give a round of applause, or cheer, I should say, first. Why not? How about some hand clapping? Giving some morning crow. Laugh at him. He is hilarious as a singing goes, right? Whistle at him. All right, here we go. Drum roll. Deacon, just for you. Fanfare. Countdown for the Deacon.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The magical man himself, all the way from Tyler, Texas. Hey, he just keeps me laughing and laughing. Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Take it away, Deacon.
Well, thank you very much, everybody, and happy Friday. I hope we're going to be talking CA. I'm drinking some coffee along with you and Bus Captain Bill. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing just fine there, Deacon. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm fabulous. And Miss Mildred said, honey, I'm going to drop you off over here at the iHeart Radio Studio here at Faith Studio One. I'm going to go do myself some farmer market shopping here in a little bit when they open up. She wants to go grab some more tomatoes. You know what? Our tomatoes. You know what I mean there, CA?
Yeah, I do. As long as it ain't the green ones, right?
Well, CA, I love green. She loves red. I love red. She loves green. Kind of goes vice versa.
I understand completely. Well, guys, we're here with a little brief of roundtable today. And we're talking now, Deacon, he was telling me that, Bus Captain Bill told me that school session starts for their group August the 18th.
Now, when does yours start? Mine starts August the 19th.
Oh, a day before my 55th birthday.
Oh, you're going to be 55, old man.
Yeah. Going to be 55 years old coming up August the 20th. I will not be on the air next Friday. I'm taking next Friday and Saturday off to celebrate my special day.
Well, you need to, CA. We're going to have a little happy birthday singing to you next week.
That sounds good. Sounds exciting. You know, fellas, we are only 2 months away really less than 2 months, from being on the air for 3 years. Unbelievable, got an extraordinarily great following. The feedback has been great. We've had a lot of love and support. We're on every major network you can think of. God is good, and He is good what?
He is good all the time.
That's right. Amen. Amen. All right, well, let's talk a little bit briefly. I'm not going to keep you guys too long. We were talking about back to school. Now, Bus Captain Bill told me that they're running the buses.
That's right, CA. We're going to be running the buses, and everything's going to be okay. And I'm going to tell you something right now. The last time, before this COVID stuff hit, they decided not to use the mask. Now they're going to do the mask, but they're also going to do it to where they social distance a little bit. So we got to kind of do our buses that way. They've been training us what to do. We're going to continue to sanitize, wipe everything down. We're going to have hand sanitizer for the kiddos. But rest assured, the parents that listen to the network, everything's going to be perfectly fine because God's got this under control.
Amen. I don't make it a political issue. If you get vaccinated, fine. If you don't get vaccinated, that's your business too as well. There's nothing wrong with that at all. I am personally not going to lie to you guys. My whole family has been vaccinated. I want to continue. Let me add this on. My nephew's wife, we never thought anybody would catch COVID, right? The COVID variant, I should say. She's got it. She's pregnant. She's actually due next month. So my thoughts and prayers, oh, I'm sorry, 2 more months. My thoughts and prayers for Sarah. Sarah, we are praying for you if you're listening to the network. We're going to have prayer partners praying for you too as well. She was in the hospital. She got out of the hospital. Praise the Lord. PTL report. She's not on any ventilator. My great nephew, we're praying for him that he does not catch this. This stuff is very catchable. It's very serious. I'm going to leave it at that, though. I don't want to create a political firestorm of whoever got vaccinated and who didn't. She did not get vaccinated, folks. She told me she really regrets it, but I understand. Now, I got vaccinated back in, I think, March or April is when I got vaccinated. So if you get vaccinated again, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. That's your business and everything. Just please be safe. This is some serious stuff. It really is. And it's going to be ongoing too as well. Even after this variant, there'll be another one and another one. It's all biblically. I really believe that it may be the super bug that everybody's talking about.
CA, I agree with you 100%. And now the deacon got vaccinated too over in Thailand. I'm going to tell you something right now. I agree with what you say. And if folks got vaccinated, fine. More power to them on that. And if they didn't, well, that's fine too. I don't want to make, like you said, a firestorm out of this.
That's right. I just don't want to. We're on free moral agents, and whatever everybody's belief is on everything, that's fine. We know the great medicine man is our heavenly Father up in heaven. He is a great physician. When our time's up, He will let it be known. And I've lost a friend to COVID. Now my nephew's wife has COVID. So this is some serious stuff. All I can do is just tell everybody out there to please be safe, continue to sanitize, try to social distance, and if you want to wear your mask, fine. I mean, in some states, they're going to have to mandate them. I think Australia had over 400,000 infections. It was reported yesterday on a news report. So my thoughts and prayers for the people in Australia, because they had to go back to a mask mandate. Everybody's different. I'm not going to throw our governor into this because I'm not into the politic part of it. But whatever way it goes, it goes. I just want people to be safe. That's all.
That's right. That's right, CA. Now, as far as with the buses with us, I was going to tell you real quickly. We do the same thing, but Captain Bill. Now, what we do is we social distance, we hand sanitize, and yes, indeed, they got to still wear the mask, at least for now.
I know, and it's rough, because in the great state of Texas, we've been topping off at 105 yesterday, so that's pretty hot.
Yes, it is. So please be safe. That's the main thing.
That's right. Bus Captain Bill, anything else before I let you go, before I play some music?
I just want to say, everybody have a great day and be safe, and CA, take it away.
That's right, I will. Love God, love people, Danny Gottlieb.
I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out, all this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless. Has been spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero.
There you go. There's a new one by the Newsboys. You had to excuse me. I was trying to clear my throat. It's called Magnetic. Oh, yeah. We always play the new ones here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Okay, well, today, going back to my biblical archives, I've got five prayer pointers from Nehemiah. You know, the book of Nehemiah, friends, is filled with vision, courage, effective leadership, faith, suspense, and unflinching desire to honor God. When Nehemiah received information that the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and in the ruins the gates were buried with fire, he clearly understood the dangers and the disgrace involved. In fact, if you go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1 and verse 3, it meant that his beloved city was probably not a laughing stock to the surrounding nations when its security under grave threat from the enemies. Thankfully, friends, without allowing discouragement to overcome him, Nehemiah resolved to do something about the situation. The great task he took subsequently to rebuild the walls of the city was covered with much prayer. So we're going to focus on five prayer pointers seen in the book of Nehemiah, in Nehemiah's life, that paved the way for the success of his dangerous mission. And it was dangerous. These prayer pointers can also help us in our own Christian lives as we battle challenges and insecurities in our surroundings today, especially even with COVID-19. So, what are some of the prayer strategies that Nehemiah adopted? Well, we're fixing to talk about the very first one, and there's only five, so it's kind of a shorter lesson today. Nehemiah prayed fervently. If you go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1 and verse 4, the Bible says that when Nehemiah received the distressing news about the walls of Jerusalem, he wept, he mourned, he fasted, and he prayed. It's in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1 and verse 4. He also prayed earnestly day and night for his beloved nation. You can find that also going back to the Bible in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1 and verse 6. In response to Nehemiah's fervent prayer, God gave him military, political, administrative, and leadership strategies that helped his accomplishment and extremely difficult task successfully. Similarly, there is always a place for fasting and fervent prayer when we face stubborn challenges that come to refuse us, as well as the problems that seem to mock us. In fact, if you go to the book of James chapter 5, verse 16, the author says the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, we can therefore be victorious through the principle of fervent prayer, accompanied by weeping and fasting. You see, friends, Jesus Christ himself said so in the book of Mark, and go to reflect back on Mark chapter 9 and verse 29. I remember hearing a story about a prayerful missionary who was deeply disturbed by the enmity between two tribes in the area that he was ministering in. It was said that this man of prayer pinched his tent at the intersection of two roads that led in two different tribes' meets. So when he went outside the tent and began to pray fervently, within a short period of time, the tribes made peace with each other and any possible violence was averted. And that was a quote, by the way, that I was reading to you. Well, here's a quote I was going to read to you by Martin Luther King. I want you to keep this in mind. If I should negligently pray for a single day, I will lose a great deal of fire faith. So let's keep God in fervent prayer. Second point, number two. Nehemiah focused on greatness of the one he was praying to. That's in the book of Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 5. You see, Nehemiah, friends, clearly understood the greatness of the God he was praying to. He therefore identified God as the God of heaven, who is great and awesome, and the one who keeps his covenant of love. Understanding who is God has clearly given him the courage and faith that he needed for a dangerous journey ahead. We are to keep our faith consistently fixed on Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, more than any of our problems. Go to the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, and you'll find it there. In fact, the psalmist said in the book of Psalms chapter 121 and verse 2, I lift my eyes to the hills, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So let's ask God to open our eyes and our greatness so that we may walk by faith and not by sight. It's very important. My third point I want to make is Nehemiah prayed for favor and success. If you go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 11, we should never forget that God's favor is upon his children at all times, even in the seemingly darkest moments. How true that is when it came to the opposition that Nehemiah would face. The scriptures speak of God's favor reportedly, and we should and pray accordingly. You know, friends, Nehemiah prayed for favor and received amazing favor from none other than the king himself. If you go back and reflect back to the book of Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 6, in fact, his focus was not on getting favor for himself, but the work of God. Book of Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 5. As a result, Nehemiah received bodyguards, a security consulate, letters of recommendation, and if you remember well, a required timber not only for those repairs of the city, but also of his own future residency in the book in Jerusalem. Go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, and talk about having favor. Also, Nehemiah had also prayed for success in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, and verse 11. I know I'm giving you a lot of scriptures here. Therefore, when the king asked him what help he needed, if you go to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, and verse 4, it is said that Nehemiah prayed a quick prayer to God before he answered. He also asked for favor so that he would endure and would be successful in the response. You see, friends, God gave him amazing success beyond what we could even imagine. My question to you is, do you need God's favor today? How about, have you been crying out to the Lord to find success in what you do? And are you willing to continue praying till God comes through? John Wesley once said, and this is a quote from John Wesley, I have so much to do that I must spend several hours in prayer before I'm able to do it successfully. Two more points. My fourth point is Nehemiah prayed against the opposition. Book of Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 4. Now friends, the opposition of the resistance to God's work came from a man called Sanballat and his associates. If you go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 4 verses 1 and 3, it included threats of incense anger, mockery, and humiliating insults. Jot these scriptures down. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 19. Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 again. Nehemiah's immediate response, however, was prayer. He prayed, Hear us, O Lord. Go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 4. You'll find that there. And also confirm that prayer was to raise to God against the threats. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 9. As Nehemiah prayed, God gave him strategies to neglect the ungodly plans for his opponents. And he also frustrated their plans. If you go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 15, the people therefore were encouraged and worked, kept progressing, I should say. We too can be sure that whatever we attempt to do, great or small, for God, or even striving, draw close to Him, the enemy will come against us. But we can never defeat, He will never defeat us, for the Bible says that. Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 37, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. All right? Now, my last point. Drum roll. Nehemiah, on my fifth point, Nehemiah prayed for strength. We all need that, don't we? Go to Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 9. In the chapter 6 version of Nehemiah, the enemies were scamming to trap and harm him through deception. They attempted to trap him in the manner of five different occasions. If you read the book of Nehemiah chapter 4 and 5, they also were trying to frighten and weaken his team through political intimidation. Book of Nehemiah chapter 6 verses 5 and 9. Isn't that how evil comes out against God's children and makes us repeat attacks, bringing fear and intimidation? But what was Nehemiah's response? However, was twofold. He refused to be the distraction for the good work he was doing. Go to the book of Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 3 and read that. And he prayed. And now strengthen my hands, Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 9. Now in the book of Nehemiah, in his strength, Nehemiah also discovered he had a great truth that was so often encouraged him through his own struggles that he proclaimed. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. We all are facing that. The world has got a lot of tremendous challenges, but we got prayer and we got God. Just remember that. That's the main thing, and that is my close today on my closeout on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on Friday. I hope you guys got something out of that. I want you to enjoy your Friday. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you. We pray you just watch over God and protect us. Let us have a great day, for we ask this in your precious name. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA getting ready to saddle up and head out of Faith Studio 1 in the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas. A very hot day, muggy day. Stay hydrated. We love you. Again, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Remember, the sun rises on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. LIFE! We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.